Okay, welcome back to everyone. Hope you're having a pleasant Yom Tov. The topic for tonight's Chabura is the mitzvah of Chinuch Banim, its parameters, and who the Chiyuv is mutal on. The Gemara says, on Daf Tes Vavun Aleph, towards the bottom, the truth is that this sugya might be more apropos to Daf Kaf than Daf Tes Vav, but there is a Talk here on Tes Vav. And there's so much to talk about in Daf Kaf, so we have to, we won't be able to get through all of it then. So we'll talk about it now, but it is the Tosfos here. So the Gemara here quotes in the context of my focus of Rav Yossi, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Megillah on Daf Yates, three lines from the bottom. Tanan Hasam Akol Kisherim Likra Tetzah Megillah, Chutz Misherish Shota Vekatan, Rav Yehuda Machshir Vekatan. So we have Machlokes, Tanakama, and Rav Yehuda, whether a katan can be kare es a megillah. The Tosis here, as well as Tosis there on Megillah, is bothered by the following question. What type of katan are you talking about? How is the shaita of machlokas and the chacham? If you're talking about a katan, shelo yigi lechinuch. So the principle is that whoever is not mechliv the davar can't be mostly other people. So everyone should agree that the katan who is lo yigi lechinuch is incapable of being mostly anyone else in the chiyuv of Megillah, just as they are incapable of being mostly anyone else in any chiyuv. And if we're talking about a katan sheyigi lechinuch, then why, according to the Rabbanon, can he not be mostly others in the chiyuv of Mikra Megillah? Though we see from the second Daf Kaf that a katan, when it comes to dinim de Rabbanon, is capable of being mostly a gadol. What does the Gemara tell us in Daf Kaf? So if you take a look at the Gemara over there, in the context of the discussion as to whether Birchas Hamazon, what the nature of the chiv of Birchas Hamazon is binashim, and whether Birchas Hamazon is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. So the Gemara there quotes that 15 lines before the Mishnah on Kaf Amud Beis, Tashma be'emes Amru ben mevarach la'aviv the Evan mevarach la'rab of Ishim of Berachas la'bayla, that a son can be motzi his father with Birchas Hamazon, an Evan can be motzi his Rebbe, and a woman can be motzi her husband. But it's not a good idea, because if you have your wife or you have your children be motzi you, that's an indication that you're not proficient in the language yourself. So then we understand that asi deraisa mafi deraisa. Then I understand how conceivably a wife could be motzi your husband, because they're both mechliv on the same level. But if the chiv of Birchas Hamazon is only a din d'rabbanan for nashim, then asi d'rabbanan afi d'raisa. How could it be that a woman is only mechliyevis mid'rabbanan could be motzi her husband who's mechliyev mid'raisa? Then the Gemara counters, what are you going to do about katan? Katan bar chiyuvahu. So katan is definitely not a bar chiyuv. So even if you'll grant me that Birchas Hamazon is a din d'rabbanan, and therefore an isha could be mostly her husband, they're mechiyev on the same level, but it's not true by katan. Katan side of archiyev on any level. The Gemara says, no, halacha mayaskinan kigon she'achol she'ira d'rabbanan da'asi d'rabbanan mafik d'rabbanan. We're talking about where the person be mostly the other ate a she'ir d'rabbanan, he ate a kenzayis of kadeitza, and sit as opposed to a she'ir d'raisa of kadeitzviya, and there he could be mostly other people as well. The Tosfos says, you see from there that a katan is capable of being mostly others if its chiyuv is only d'rabbanan. Megillah is clearly din d'rabbanan, so why can't a katan be mostly others even according to the chacham? Tosfos gives two answers. Either Birchas Hamazon is an exception, that because Birchas Hamazon anyway, the chiyuv of saying Birchas Hamazon on a kezayis and a kebetza isn't the normal d'rabbanan, super chumrah, so that's unique, and there a katan could be motzi his father, but that's not true anywhere else. And Rabbi Huda would argue and extend the possibility of a katan be motzi a gadol on dinu d'rabbanan. Inami hasam laka b'katan halachad d'rabbanan demayvi shakatan achal kadei sviya. They were talking about where the katan ate a shir d'raisa, so the katan is b'chidim d'rabbanan be ate a shir d'raisa, and he's being motzi a gadol who ate a shir d'rabbanan. So if you have a one-to-one ratio over there, a chad rabbanan, then a katan could be mostly a gadol. But if there are trade rabbanan, when it comes to Megillah, so the whole din of Megillah is a rabbanan, and the chiv of katan is a rabbanan, so two rabbanans can't be mostly a single rabbanan. That's Tosis. So if you look at Tosfos in a vacuum, Tosfos doesn't seem to be weighing in on the question of the chiyuv of chinuch. However, if you contrast the sheet of Tosfos here to that of other Rishonim, it seems that Tosfos is taking a stand, and we'll see that that's Tosfos l'shitoso elsewhere in the Masechta. The Ramban was in the Melchamos on the Sugya and Daf Kaf in the third parak here. So the Ramban contends that a katan doesn't have a mitzvah of chinuch on any level. Even midrabanan, a katan is not bichlal chinuch, and therefore he can't be motzi other people because he's not mechuyev b'davar. What are you going to do about the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Kaf that seems to indicate that a katan under certain circumstances can be motzi a gadol? So the way the Ramban is presented here, it sounds like the Ramban had a totally different gears than the Gemara, such that the Gemara doesn't really say that. And the way the Ramban is quoted by other Rishonim, among them the Ran in Megillah, and Avav and Mibes B'dapei Arif, so the Ran understood within the Ramban that the Gemara Daf Kaf is talking about a Ben Gadol, not a Ben Katan. The Gemara doesn't say B'feris, they're talking about a Ben Katan. That's talking about a Ben Gadol. And what's the Machlokas of Yehuda and the Chacham according to the Ramban? So according to the Chachamim, under no circumstances could a Katan ever be Motzi a Gadol, because a Katan is not considered B'chuyim B'davar. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though in general that's the case, when it comes to Megillah, there's a unique cheshbon of Af Hein Hayu Ba'Oso Anes. Because Af Hein Hayu Ba'Oso Anes, that allows a katan to be motzi a gadol. So the Ran asks, how does that work? So very nice Af Hein Hayu Ba'Oso Anes. When push comes to shove, he's not considered a bar chiyuv. What does Af Hein Hayu Ba'Oso Anes help? If he's not mechuyev b'davar, if he's not b'tzuva, it's not a chibud, you can't be mostly anyone else. Yeah. And what's the motivation for saying that a katan should work? But what creates a chiyuv? You're saying afen ayubas and it creates a chiyuv. Yeah, okay. So that's basically what you have to say from the Ramban. I think that's kind of a favorish in the Ritva there. The Ritva on the Afi Tesman Bezim Megillah, Dibur Maskel Mas Nisan, where he quotes this opinion of the Ramban. And his lashon is the hanochon de katan shegiya lechinuch eino mechuyev b'mitzvos klal. So a katan who's of the age of chinuch is not mechuyev b'mitzvos whatsoever. Dafilu midrabana. Ella she'anu mitzuvin alav lechancha b'mitzvos. It's a chiyavan the father. It's a chiyavan the gedolim to be mechanech b'ktanim b'mitzvos. But there's no chiyavan the katan per se. And what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? That's shitas lechamim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that once you have a katan shegiya lechinuch, when it comes to Megillah, ra'ui hu lechayvo b'megillah lefi shahaya ba'oso anes. So use the lashon of chiyuv, it sounds like there the katan himself is chayv. When it comes to kol ha'torah kula, every normal mitzvah, so there all chinuch tells you is that there's a chiyuv on the father to be mechanech of the kid, so the kid doesn't have any independent chiyuv himself. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Megillah, because of the factor of Afhein Hayibah Sones, the Rabban came along and mechayev him a normal chiyuv Rabbanan, such that he's on the same level in terms of chiyuv as a gadol. And that's the koach of Afhein Hayibah Sones. But would you see, yeah? There's no chiyuv.
The women in general aren't mukhtar from ever being high. Meaning the Shidas Ramban seems to be a kind of
And the halacha, according to the. The halacha, according to the Ramban, that's true in Megillah as well, by a katan. Shidas of Yudah, no pasim like, that Afein Hayu Sanez creates a chi. So that seems to be Shidas Ramban. So Ramban is unequivocal that there's no chiyuv of chinuch and a katan at all. And if one were to contrast our Tosfos to the Ramban, the fact that Tosfos allows for a situation, according to the Chachamim, in which a katan can be motzi a gadol. So whatever that cheshbon is, trade rabbanim versus chad rabbanim, but there is a potential of a katan being motzi gadol. So you see that on some level a katan is considered a mitzuvah or mechuyev in chinuch. Now that might just mean that it's the katan is obligated in mitzvah mishul chinuch, and it's still the responsibility of the father to ensure that the katan does what he's supposed to do. A katan is definitely not a bar onchin, but we'll see nafkamina as we go along. The katan on some level has a chelik in the mitzvah chinuch. Yeah.
You said that a riot to that is the fact that you can force someone to put the father in benching.
Yes.
Because he knows he must be tied.
Right. Okay, so this is basically machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on daf Mem Ches and Brachos. That's the famous Gemara of Shimon ben Shatach. Shimon ben Shatach was the last surviving rabbi, was called upon to be Moshe Yanai and his wife. So there, the Gemara says, and daf Mem Ches and Aleph, where the lines get long. Amar Ruchiyah Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, La'olam Eina Moshe Yisarabim Yidei Chavasan Ashi Yochol Kizayis Dagan. In order to be mozi other people, be berachas amazin, you have to eat a kezayis dagan. So there's a Rashi over there. Dibur maso ashi yochel kezayis dagan. So Rashi says, once you eat a kezayis dagan, then you can be mozi other people, even though it's only a shiur derabbanan. Miu kevin dim lechayim midrabbanan mechuyi bedaver kina bay. So even though you're only chayim midrabbanan, the chiyu derais and berachas amazin is kedei sviya. Eating a kezayis is only a chiyu derabbanan. Nevertheless, that's enough to make him consider a mechuyev bedavar u'motzi rabbi midei chavasa. And even though he's only chayim midarbanan, it could be motzi other people who ate a shiur k'dei sviya in birkas hamazon. Bim tomar b'katan shegia l'chinuch ha lo amr hachi. So why is that not the case by a katan shegia l'chinuch, that a katan cannot automatically be motzi could not automatically be motzi a gadol, talking about mitzvahs in general. If we're saying that any mechuyim midrabanan can be motzi mechuyim midaraisa, well, isn't a katan shegiya l'chinuch mechuyim midrabanan? No. Hahu afil midrabanan l'machayev. When it comes to a katan who's shegiya l'chinuch, he isn't mechuyim even midrabanan. Da'led avuah hudarami l'chanuchi. The chiyuv chinuch is on the father, not on the katan himself. And Tosfos here, the same Dibur Maskil, argues on Rashi. And Tosfos starts in the Manal with Antam Beis, and Tosfos assumes that there is actually a chiyuv chinuch on the son, on the kid, because otherwise there'd be no possibility of his ever hattering a gadol. Fine. So let's just digress for a moment to look a little bit at Shitas HaRambam, and then we'll talk about potential nafkamina between these Shitas and Rishonim. The Rambam is a little bit difficult to pin down because there seem to be contrary indications in different places as to what the nature of chinuch is, that's the Rambam. On the one hand, you have places like Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Lulav. The Marmokim in Hilchos Sukkah is Perek Hei Alach Avav. The Marmokim in Hilchos Lulav is Perek Zayin Alach Yates. In both of those places, the Rambam uses the Lashon of Chayev for Tanim. Katan is chayiv, the sukkah katan is chayiv, the lulav. That sounds like there is a chiyuv shum chinuch on the kid himself. And the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Hei, Alachos Tesvav to Tezayin, takes the approach of Tosfos in understanding the sukkah and daf kaf. The Rambam writes in Perek Heilach Tetzvav Brachos, Ben Mevarach LaAviv, VeEved Mevarach LaRabba, VeYishem Mevarach LaSabayla, VeYosi NeDechalasan. So there's a possibility of the father of the son being Mosi his father. Halacha Tetzai Medvar Memurim, SheYosi NeDechalasan Bizman SheAchlu VeLo Savu, SheEin Chayavin Levarach MiDevei Sofrim. We're talking about a case where the chiyuv on the father is only midrabanan, ulefikach Mosino son katan. Midei chavasan, but if the father is mechuyev midaraisa, then the son cannot be motzi because you have to be mechuyev on the same level. The Rambam seems to be taking the approach of Tosfos, which we presented in the camp of a mitzvah chinuch being mutal on the sons. On the other hand, the Rambam in Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, Hakol Chayavim Bachilas Matzah Filu Noshim Avadim, Katan Sheyachal Achal Pas Mechan Chanaso B'Mitzvos. The katan is capable of eating pas, we're mechanech him in the midst of matzah, and we give him a kezayis to eat. So he doesn't say chayav the matzah, he says we're mechanech him the matzah, and we give him matzah to eat. So the comments, the Magen Mishnah, that this Rambam seems to be learning like the Ramban, that the mitzvah chinuch is solely the issue of the father and not of the son. Parenthetically, it's interesting that the Rambam over here, the Mara in Sukkah and Dafnan Beis, in the end of Lulav HaGazal, gives a whole list of different physical points which are the beginning of Mitzvah Sfinah for different Mitzvahs. Katan Shiyah Zayel and Aneya, it's Tayyib and Lulav. He's capable of eating kezayis tzli shachin lavis pesach. This does not mention the Gemara there, lech al pas, which is probably an earlier age than many of the other things listed there. In general, we assume that even though there are pu'ulos that are mentioned in the Gemara, there's a connection to some cognitive stage where the katan can understand what it means to do a mitzvah or some level of rationale mind it is. This seems to be an earlier stage, but it's parenthetical. Anyway, the Rambam here sounds like Mitzvah Chinuch is Mutal on the father.
What was
there earlier? Perek Vav Halacha Yud and Chametz Masa. And just one final Rambam in Kriyas Shema, Perek Dalid Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Nashim evadim ketanim b'tur mikri yashma. The katan's pater. U'melamdin esa ketanim likros osa be'onasa. And we teach ketanim to read kriyas shema bizmano. U'mevarach and l'fanel l'acharehai and to say the brachos k'dei l'chanchan v'mitzvos. In order to be mechanech them v'mitzvos. So here also, no evidence that a katan is b'chuyiv. In fact, we say the katan's pater. And we are responsible to be melamed them to be korei be'onasa and to mechanech them the mitzvahs. Actually, a similar lashon in terms of Berachas Hamazon in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph of Brachos. Sorry, the lashon there, he also has a lashon k'dei l'chanchan, but it's a little different. K'tanim chayom b'rachas hamazon midirei sofrim k'dei l'chanchan. So that actually sounds like they are mechuyav themselves, and the motivation is k'dei l'chanchan. The Rambam Kriyas Shema says they're pater, nevertheless, melamden osam likros v'anasa. So Reb Jolti in the Mishnas Yaivitz, Simon Ayin in Arachayim, suggests that maybe Kriyas Shema v'dasa Rambam is different. That in general, a katan is considered to be mechuyav on some level in mitzvahs are mishum chinuch, and you can get out of the realm of chametz matzah mechanchan osa b'matzos. Kriyas Shema is different because even though a katan is mechuyav in mitzvahs mishum chinuch, he's not considered to be bar kavana. And if kavana is integral to the kiyum of mitzvahs Kriyas Shema, then it's impossible to mechayev a katan because he's incapable of having that kavana. Nevertheless, even if we're not in a position to be mechayev the katan in the kiva mitzvah, there still is some value to be mechayev in the maisa mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah is actually reading Shema, even if you're incapable of having the kavana, and that's maybe what the Rama means then mechayvin asa likros melamdin likros bonasa, that even though they're not going to have the requisite kavana, but we tell them to read it, the Torah's reading it in the proper time. So even though they don't fulfill the regular chinuch mitzvahs, but there's still some involvement in the maisa mitzvah, and that is from the perspective of the father, not the perspective of the son. Parenthetically as well, the Rambam in Chagiga, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, sounds like there is a chiyuv on the father to be male his son Alil Regel, and possibly to bring karbanos on his behalf. It's possible that the mitzvah of Re'iyah is really a parsha in and of itself. For more comments on that, you can look at the long funa that Rabbi Chalap wrote in his article in the 1981 Beis Yitzchak, which I have in the Marma comments that are posted, and the sheet, since we just got back today, I wasn't able to have production Xerox the sheet for this week yet, but it'll be out in the next couple of days. So you take a look over there. You also take a look at an article I wrote in the Kol Tzvi on Pesachim, on the Chiyuv of Katan Bekorban Pesach. It could be Korban Pesach and Re'iyah are really a different parsha, where the rules might be a little different, especially with Das HaRambam, that there might be special obligations of Chinuch in those two areas. But that's that's not for now. We come back to... We haven't fully resolved the Rambams. We should be aware of those conflicting Lashonos. And again, Rav Jolti does take the position that in general you can get out of the exceptions, but in general the Rambams have the opinion that the mitzvah of Chinuch is on the son. The Chidushei Reb Reuven and Sukkah in Siman Beis, he suggests that the following should be an afkamina as to whether the chiv chinuch is mutal on the father or on the son. So definitely contest his analysis. But he quotes the Magen Avraham that we generally assume like Lalacha, and the other Achronim accept the Pesach, that a katan who is higia l'chinuch cannot be yotze the mitzvah of lulav with on the first day with a lulav shawl. It has to have the element of lachem, which creates problems. Can't be makter to katan. So the easy way would have been to say that it's only mechuyim din chinuch, doesn't have to have all the details of the mitzvah. So it doesn't have to be lachem. The accepted psak is that chinuch involves all aspects of the mitzvah in general. When it comes to lulav, it involves lachem. There is an opinion of the Ravan quoted in the Mordechai in Sukkah that argues on this. Again, not accepted lalacha, but the Ravan is of the opinion that you do not require lachem within mitzvah chinuch. It's only a requirement for a gadol. When it comes to katan, it does not have to be lachem. Parenthetically, Jolti thinks that it could be fundamentally the Ravan agrees that in general the chiv of chinuch requires that all elements of the mitzvah be performed by the katan. You can't be yotzei the chiv of arbamina by taking a lemon. You can't be yotzei by taking a pasul lulav. But maybe the Ravan is only arguing on this particular detail. When it comes to lachem isn't a din in the, for lack of a better term, chesed shel mitzvah. It's a din, for lack of a better term, in the gavra. The object that you're performing the mitzvah with is the same kosher object. But maybe the Ravan is of the opinion that, whereas it's the case, that when it comes to mitzvah chinuch, can only be yotzei with the chesed shel mitzvah, which is has all the details of the mitzvah, when it comes to a detail like lachem, which is a gavra oriented halacha, it has to be owned by the person performing the mitzvah, so maybe that isn't necessary for a katan. And then those that argue, and the Ravan would argue and say that even that aspect has to be fulfilled by the Chazan as well. But anyway, yeah.
So the way we're resulting is called the Rambam.
Mm-hmm.
By Kriya Shema, what's the vice of this Rebbe Mechanech?
Rebbe Mechanech in the Kriya, independent of the Kavanah.
Kavanah is not an integral part of the... That's not considered lacking one of the details of the Mitzvah. Is there a Chepta there? It's just like,
no, so what he's saying is that even though it's the case, Hagufa, he's not Mechuyev Midin normal Chinuch, because he's incapable of having Kavanah. So this is a separate Parsha. And that's precisely the point he's making. That you can't be Mechayif in Midin Chinuch, because he's incapable of having that fundamental element of Kavanah. Nevertheless, right, so we want to get him involved in the Mitzvah to know what it is and to have the Regilus in Kriya Shema, even though it's not...
He wouldn't be Chayif in Lulav, he couldn't hold the Lulav or something.
Right, basically.
So the
same type of thing. Mm-hmm. Fine. Sasa Machlokas, the accepted Psakin Achronim of this Ravan, as to whether Lachem is necessary for a Katan. So, Uvein suggests, and you could definitely argue with this, that if you assume that the Chiv of Chinuch is on the son, so then he's Mechuyev in all the details of the Mitzvah. But if you assume that the chinuch is really only on the father, so the father just has to be mechanech the son to perform mitzvahs, but he doesn't have to be mechanech him in all the details. Ayin Sham, it's not all that clearly articulated, so I think that could go either way. More interesting, though, on two sides of the equation are a tshuva of the Ksav Sofer and a tshuva of the Sal Stern, the Sal Chachma. Sal Sofer is dealing with the famous question of the Katan who was Misgadil during Sfiras Omer. So if we're Machmer of the Shittas of the Hag, then you have to have Tamimos. Can he count with the Bracha once he's on Bar Mitzvah? Assuming that his Chiv has changed on some level between when he's a Katan and when he's a Gadol. So the Ksav Sofer seems to assume, in the end, that this should be tali on our machlokas over here. That if the mitzvah chinuch is mutal on the son, so he's really considered to be mechuyev davar beforehand. He's considered to be mechuyev davar even when he's a katan, and therefore that's not going to stir the tmimos, because even though he's mechuyev on a different level now, but the ma'aseh is mechuyev before he's bar mitzvah, he's mechuyev after he's bar mitzvah, and that's all considered to be part of the same cycle. However, if the mitzvah chinuch is mutal on the father, so you can't really call the son a mechuyev davar before he's bar mitzvah. And then there's what to object as to whether the katan would be able to continue counting with a bracha. And the Ksav Sofer thinks that he writes that we always pass on Tosos. Not exactly sure what that means. We always pass on Tosos. So since Tosos is of the opinion that the mitzvah chinuch is mutal on the son, then the person would be in his right to recite a bracha once he becomes bar mitzvah. And he says, even if he'll tell me it's not clear, I'll be paskin, so at best it should be a sasveika, something whether you pass like Rashi or like Tosfos, whether the katan v'chuyev, and whether or whether he's not, and something whether he really seems like the bahag anyway, so mi sasveika, he thinks he can make a bracha in this situation. More fascinating, on the other side, is this tshuva of the Bezel Chachma. He posits that this machlokes are the following afkamino. Let's say a katan goes to Eretz Yisrael, and let's say his bar mitzvah is Erev Pesach. So he travels with his family to Eretz Yisrael 5 days before Pesach, and he's going to become bar mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael on Erev Pesach. So he thinks lahalacha that even though the rest of his family is going to be keeping 2 days of Yontif, that this katan sheniskadlo in Eretz Yisrael only has to keep 1 day of Yontif. Why? Because he thinks that lahalacha, we assume like Rashi v'siyato, that there's no chiyuv chinuch on the son, it's only on the father. And therefore the whole reason that If you're a ben chutz laaretz in Eretz Yisrael, you keep 2 days of yontiv, is because of chumri makom sheyasam misham. But he says you can't call this chumri makom sheyasam misham because he was never mechuyev b'davar b'makom sheyasam misham. He was never bar chiyuv when he was in chutz laaretz. When did he become a bar chiyuv? When he's in Eretz Yisrael. So he's considered a bar Eretz Yisrael. You only have to keep 1 day of yontiv. If you were to assume like Tosfos that there's a mitzvah chinuch on the son, then he would be considered mechuyev b'davar when he was a katan in chutz laaretz, and he have to keep 2 days of yontiv. But if you assume, like Rashi, that he's not considered mechuyev b'davar, he's not mechuyev in mitzvah chinuch, so then when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, he's this katan Eretz Yisrael in erev yontiv, you'd only have to keep 1 day of yontiv. He's nistapik in the same case where he becomes bar mitzvah kol amoy. If lo yitachin, you're going to tell the guy, what are you going to tell him? The first day of yontiv, you should keep 2 days of yontiv, then it becomes a bar mitzvah, he's only going to keep 1 day of yontiv in the last days? That he's not sure about. But he does seem pretty convinced that Rov Yishonim are of Rashi's opinion, and therefore, in this situation, he's very convinced that the katan would only keep 1 day of yontiv.